May everyone stand, please. I don't want you to be left out of nothing this morning. As a transitioning factor in the spirit realm. Even though you may have been in church for a long time, but there have been a, for lack of a better word, shortage of your walk with God. You haven't walked as close to God as He wants you to walk. And it had been because of not being fully taught. We come to a form of religion that have robbed people of having the full intimacy with God and living above the secular standard. The system have robbed the church in just singing and performing in the pulpit. And there are people who God has an assignment for that can't carry it out because they think it belongs to somebody else. And so in this transitioning, there will seem like some weird moments because some of the things you've been doing for 20, 25 years will be questioned and chopped up. And so you're going to have to be in the spirit to know that you don't have to wait to go to heaven before you can be in heaven. Let me say that again. You don't have to wait to go to heaven before you can be in heaven. And she right there, that's questionable. You know, you go to things and wait a minute. See, because you've been talking all your life about waiting until you get to heaven. But you see, Jesus, when Mary had that experience with that angel, heaven really came down here. And so there's an intimacy, there's a closeness, there's a, as a Christian, you're born of God, there's a place, somewhat I've seen over these 52 years have been blocked. The church go to a certain level and she don't go no further. And the Lord, I'd never understood fully why we couldn't get no further. We was operating on three cylinders. And He desired for us to operate on five. And so the government of God has not been clear to us, so we turn, I almost prayed in tongues. Like for instance, healing, health. There's no reason for us to walk in so much sickness. I know y'all not going to answer me. Because Jesus really is the healer. And healing is part of heaven's agenda, health. Part of heaven's agenda down here on earth. And so I have a letter I'm going to read to you. I got a lot of texts on my desk, email. People from all over the world being changed by the word of God. But I think this one will address the message this morning. I don't usually call people names because they might have somebody, a cousin or somebody might jump on them, you know. I first saw Apostle Thompson on television back in the 90s while I was attending college in Columbus, Ohio. I heard him preaching about money coming. Now listen very carefully to what he said because some of you are going to be introduced to what been holding you back. At that time, I was a young man, new to the faith and bound by religion. I've been taught as youth. Through the years, I've always wondered where Apostle Thompson was and what he was up to. One day, driving across the desert in Arizona, I was led to Google his name. This was probably in May or June of 2021. I've been following your ministry ever since that day. The daily devotionals, the teaching lesson, the monthly messages. I'm a member of yours online ministry. It has dramatically changed my life. Over the years of my faith walk, now listen to what he says. Over the years of my faith walk, I have always felt like something was missing. I always felt like something was missing. Now, you see, y'all look at me like that, but something missing. We're too sick, we're too broke, we're too mad, we're too sad sometimes. You know what I'm saying? If the Bible says God is the joy unspeakable, I don't care what you're going through. I say, I don't care what you're going through. God is joy unspeakable and full of glory. And so on last Sunday, I told you, and I'm going to let you sit down and after a while. I got to stand the whole route. There's only a remnant in the body of Christ that is going to make the proper changes in the spirit. Only a remnant. They would call for some separation. Yes, sir. For that remnant to do what God wants to do. So let me finish reading this letter. Over the years of my faith walk, I've always felt like something was missing. I knew the word. What did he say? I prayed, and most importantly, I loved God. But there was a disconnect. The instruction and teaching you have been given the past 2 years have energized and transformed my walk with God. I'm excited now to read the word. Yes. And tune in to hear what God has to say to me. Yes. To a certain degree, that's been blocked. That's right. Yes, by you having so much confidence in this pulpit, you don't have no confidence in yourself. Right. Everybody in here about to get closer to God. Yes. Everybody online, you're about to get closer to God. You got a right to be close, 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 close. Close, close, close to God yourself. You always seen somebody else get close to God. No, you need to get close to God. Talk to me. I just want to say thank you. May God continue to bless you, your family, and your ministry. What you are teaching in these last days is sorely needed in the body of Christ. I feel I have grown exponentially in these past 2 years. I have evidence of the power of God being manifested in my life. I love you. The love you have for God, people shine through your message and your demeanor. I love you, man of God. And my honest prayer is God continue to use you to train and educate his people in the last days and evil days. God bless you. Lift one hand if you will. Father, I may we have spiritual construction in this place this morning on the hearts and the mind and the situations that people are dealing with. Those who hear under the sound of my voice, those all over the world. My sister from Nigeria, come from all over the world. May you make the changes that need to be made. We yield to you, Father, and we thank you for everything. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Get your Bible, get your phone or whatever you're using out. We're going to do part two of how knowing how to operate in God's supernatural kingdom. And I put a footnote on that too, on earth. Knowing how to operate in God's supernatural kingdom. And I put the footnote on earth. I want to turn back to the scripture that Junior read. Yes, sir. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Some of y'all this morning will bring out love, and some of y'all will bring out a rod. I don't know if the Holy Spirit wants me to say this. In the spirit realm, number is not success. Because the crowd will follow anything to cover up their mess. But the real drilling, the real willingness of a person to get closer to God. Bible said, draw nigh to God, he'll do what? I really want you to convert some situations in your life this morning. You didn't hear that? Convert some situations in your life. Not just come to church, but by something the Holy Spirit will say through the word this morning, that oppositional factors that you have in your life will be converted by you. By knowing what to do. Like sadness leave, or some aspect of lack leave. Because you'll get in the position in the spirit realm that what you say and what you think make a difference. Because you are a carrier of the kingdom of God. Now, most of the time in church, we're going through motion. We're going through the motion. We get a little feeling. But what about the fight? How many of y'all want to win your battle? All the time. All right, so you have to be a student. You have to understand the shifting that is taking place in the church and in your life. Your prayer is going to be different. Your scripture reading is going to be different. Your word is going to be different. You're going to come out more powerful. And Satan is going to respect you. Most of the time, I'm trying to talk with you, our expectations are too small. For God. God said, all right, I'll take it, but you could have done better than that. Bring me something bigger than this for me to do. And let me exercise one of my muscles in my arm anyway. You cannot operate in the supernatural if you're still in Sunday school. You know, Sunday school, I know God, he's a good God, I love him. Yeah, that's Sunday school. When it starts functioning and manifesting in your life. So here in 1 Corinthians, go there. I'll read it before I read my man text, because we're trying to make a transition. I want you to write in your note, always expect the supernatural to manifest. I mean, whatever you come against, always expect a miracle, a sign, or wonder, just to change it. Don't look to the secular world. Don't look to science. Don't look to the academics. Expect something to happen supernatural. And the supernatural is the demonstration of the spirit and power. Why, I'm going to say something else now. In the God kind of wisdom. is a demonstration. I want you to expect today in your life a demonstration of the Spirit that happened in your life today that you cannot explain, but you know why it happened. Hold your hand up like this. Say, I'm moving.
I'm moving.
I just did that. I just need to do something to make you do something. You know, because it got some religious brick walls. Trying to fight. Because you see, you believe you got it. But you know you're not got it. You're sick. A lot of people still sick. And I have to deal with it too. Finance short. You're not happy. You're just lying in the public. You laughing in the public. You ain't happy. You're like, hey, I love. And all the same time, you're hollering, help, help. Get me out of this hellish marriage. And see, people get uneasy and go to sweating. You go to preaching like this. Go ahead and hum, Reverend. No, you're going to grow up. These scriptures in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 19, what I underline. No, go back to the 14th verse. I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons, I warn you. All right, two words I want you to get. Shame or warn. Warn. See, it's not to shame you. Some things I'm saying, you know, might make you angry. But what I'm doing, I'm warning you there's a better life. Yes, sir. All right? For though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, you see that in verse 15?
Yes, sir.
Yet have you not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. Wherefore I beseech you, be you followers of me. Boy, when a preacher can tell you that.
Yes, sir.
Huh? Be you followers of me. Now, I walk in the total success of what I'm preaching.
Yes, sir.
Family-wise, health-wise, financial-wise, ministry-wise, I walk in total success of what I'm preaching. Now, I hadn't been walking it all the time, but I kept walking.
Yes.
So I'm trying to call you in some places I have been. That's the difference. You know that, right? Yeah, people preach formulas and preach outline, but their life not showing it. Now the Holy Ghost is going to come in here. He just want me to talk to you. Get you in a position that you can receive another dimension in your life. Get you in a position that you can receive another dimension in your life. Wait, I'm going to go over here. Get you in a position to receive another dimension in your life. Say,
I'm here
to receive
another
dimension
in my walk with God.
Now, if you would tell the truth, I'm going to make a statement. Something been holding me back. I see it in the word, but something been holding me back. Thank you, my sister. Stand up, talk to me. Something been holding me back. I'm about to get loose today. I'm going to get my healing today. I'm going to get my joy unspeakable and full of glory today. I'm just going to be happy about life, no matter what comes. Everyone under the sound of my voice here and around the world, you're supposed to be living a supernatural life every day. Come with me. Now, I'll say, sit down, I'll say something that a little shocking. How many in there will help you? It never help you. It made you feel good, you know. I'll make you feel good every now and then, woman, every now and then, but I won't get something in you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Bump the point next to you and say, get healed. And you're gonna be scared to do this one. Because you think I'm off the rock with this one. But bomb them, tell them, get rich. At verse 18, if you will, with me. I haven't gotten to my text yet. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. This is the Holy Spirit telling me now. All I'm aiming to do this morning is deal with your potentials. You've been blocked by religion and ceremonies. Your intimacy with God, your closeness with God. God lives on the inside of you. You're not a hand being laid on, you're a hand left. You call by God to lay hand on other folks, not folks laying hand on you all the time. You got the power on the inside. Say, I got the power on the inside of me. I'm a child of God. The glory in me. The blood in me. You must learn how to lay hand on yourself. All these years, the body of Christ had to be introduced to who they really are. And now God needs you in position. God don't need you just singing now and dancing. God needs you to speak with power and know who you are. How many of y'all want me to teach this thing? How many of y'all know you need to grow? How many of y'all know that there's no extension to your growth because you're growing in God and He's unlimited? The Lord wanted me to tell you, stop looking at your shortcoming. So you made a mistake. Shut up. Move, stand up, move out. He said, if you repent, I'll forgive you. Didn't He say that? Tell somebody next to you, I'm clean. I'm holy. I'm sanctified. I'm washed in the blood. I got power. Right now. Sit down. In my Bible, this text that I'm reading, it says, Paul, fatherly guardians. Look in the 8:19 verse. Because where I'm about to take you in the next few minutes you're going to be some deep diving. And if you don't have the breath, you're going to get drowned. Because we're going deeper this morning. Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel that he got a master teacher up here. Greater than anybody in here. Glory to God. I'm not talking about myself. Woo, the Holy Ghost, I've been waiting on this moment. Woo, my goodness. Woo, my goodness. Woo, my goodness. How they saying it? Woo, the Lord, Ben wanted to get to his people in this dimension. Then he says, I'm talking to everybody. I don't care what problem you've been in, what shortcoming. He said, I'm talking to everybody. The only reason that you're having that problem is you wasn't here in this dimension, what we're talking about now. He says, so I forgive you. Sit down. I don't know what I'm doing. But I know I'm doing something.
Yes, sir.
I dare you say, talk to me, Apostle.
Talk to me, Apostle.
Talk to my life.
Talk to my life.
Talk to my situation. Now, I can't help puffed up people. Look in verse 18. If you're puffed up, you're blocking the power. Now, some are puffed up as though I will not come to you. But I will come to you shortly if the Lord will, and will know not the speech of them which are puffed up. So if you're puffed up online or you're puffed up anywhere, I can't help you. But the power. We're not talking about puffed up people. We're talking about people wearing power. A whole lot of folks in the church puffed up. They got 15 scriptures and they pray in 2 hours and they think they know everything. I've been in the church 20 years. So what? The chair been in there too. Now, let me ask you something. You rather be puffed up or in power?
No.
I can't hear you.
No.
See, being puffed up blocks. You got to be open when somebody preaching out of the anointing. You got to be open because any minute, a miracle can wrap itself around you and change your life like never before. See, it's all about the Holy Ghost. It's not about me, it's about the Holy Ghost. I'm just talking, but the Holy Ghost wanna do something in your life. But if you're puffed up, you're blocking the power. And scriptures will puff you up. So I'm determined to trample on the puffed up this morning. I don't care what you think. All I know is the Father won't get closer to you, and he wants you closer, and you got to make up your mind what you want to do. Say, I want to get closer to the Father. I got to move. I got to hurry up. Oh, my goodness. I know, notice the 20th verse. I'm just reading what Junior, the transitional scripture, read, because I'm about to take you to a scripture that's going to take you in the supernatural this morning. In other words, every person who walked through those doors this morning, everybody who came through you online this morning, going to walk out supernatural. I mean, they're going to deal with things different. Things they thought was a mountain will become a mole. God about to put something, the master teacher, the master teacher of the supernatural going to come in here this morning. And he's going to tell you some things about the supernatural that your supernaturalness going to start flowing before you leave this building. Like never before. Well, you've been doing something, but I'm talking about you're going to speed it up. You're not, you're not going to be a regular Christian no more. You're going to live, watch this, supernaturally on earth, watch it now, just like Jesus. Jesus is going to reveal to you how to live supernaturally on earth, just like him. No, you ain't getting it. You ain't getting it. Jesus is going to reveal to you this morning how to live supernatural. He's going to teach you supernaturalness. He's going to teach you what made him supernatural. There's a verse that's going to be used that we have used it about going to heaven, but the verse is about heaven coming down here. We're going to reverse going to heaven to heaven coming down here. All of us going to heaven today. But we don't have to die physically. We got to die religiously. Die traditionally. But if you're ready to go to heaven, you can go to heaven right now. Apostle Paul told us how to go to heaven in Galatians 2:20. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. The next verse says, I will not frustrate the grace of God. See, the grace of God been frustrated by performance and not by power. Now, I got to trust the Holy Spirit in these lessons because, I mean, he got me going many places this morning, but I trust him in your private time to let you know you've been somewhere. And he's about to do something else with you. You know the difference between emotion and emerging. No, you didn't get it. You have to know the difference between emotion and emerging in the spirit. See, you get emotional and you get out in the flesh, but if you're emerging, you get real serious about it. I'm changing this. I ain't gonna live like this no more. A lot of sin gonna be driven out your life. All right, let me read two more verses. Help me, Lord. The 20th verse. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. How your life is. How your life is. How does situation come up in your life? How are you dealing with them? In words or in power? Mighty quiet up in here. What way you should I come to you with a rod or in love? And the spirit or in the spirit of weakness. So the one who needs the rod, I'll give him the rod. The one who needs love, I'll give him the love. But the rod got to come out too, so to get things straight, all right? John Gospel chapter 14. We're about to see the master of the supernatural train us how to walk in the supernatural and why he stayed in the supernatural. We're about to find three words about the supernatural. The way to the supernatural, the truth of the supernatural, and the life of the supernatural. You see, we thought those words were about going to heaven. No, it's about heaven. The way, the truth, and the life is down here right now. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life into the supernatural. In other words, heaven gonna got the wotana mortalis. Heaven gonna start moving in you right now. I'm here to stir up heaven on the inside of you right now. Holy Spirit, help me. Stir up heaven on the inside of you and get the hell out of you. Get the hell out. Get the hell out. Get the hell out of my life. I say, yeah, that's what I said. Get the hell out of my life. When the supernatural starts flowing, you're getting the hell out of your life. I see some of y'all don't want to get the hell out of your life. I'm preaching up in you this morning. The supernatural puts you in heaven's environment all the time. You are designed to live just like Jesus as a man living here on earth in control of everything. Now that don't even sound right in the church. That don't even sound right. You know, that don't even sound right. So you're moving from Sunday school to super school. Sunday school just a day, no Sunday school. But the Lord now just told me to tell you, you're in super school. You're designed to be supernatural. All right, sit down. Let me read my reading close. Hallelujah. Now, all of my life, I thought this was about going to heaven. John 14, I preach as a Baptist boy preacher. I preach it at funerals and I preach it, you know, preaching. All of a sudden, God says, I'm trying to train you how to live a supernatural life down here on earth. Online members, I know y'all are saying amen better than these down in here. I wish I could hear y'all. We got members all over the world. We got 756 members online. And it's growing every day. It's going to grow today. So let me read through this and cruise through this. And I think the anointing will hit stronger when I'm going through it because I sense the presence of God. This is a passage of scripture you all have read or heard at one time or another. But I want to show you some pointers from this scripture. The Lord help me to show you some pointers. This scripture is so powerful. In John 14. You know the part, the first three verses, you talk about let not your heart be troubled, believe in God, believe also in me, and talk about the Father's house, many mentions, right? The fifth verse, look in John 14, 5. Now, just like Jesus is bringing them into another realm of understanding, my assignment this morning is to bring you into that realm. I need the Holy Spirit to help me because some of y'all are about to go to sleep. Because y'all used to a lot of noise. Look at the fifth verse now. Thomas said to him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest. And how can we know the way? I wanna yield that to the ways of the supernatural. The ways of operating in the spirit. Miracles, signs, wonders. Immediately, straightway, suddenly. How many of y'all pray and expect an immediate answer? You say something and expect it to happen suddenly. Immediately. Straight away, all y'all just lied. All y'all just lied. You just lied. You just lied. Y'all, we trained to wait. You just lied. You trained to wait. You don't expect nothing to happen suddenly. You train with the world system and syntactic system that it, I'm going to get it someday. Oh, y'all, she did just this pretense. Yeah, come. Y'all didn't expect nothing immediately. Because you're trained by months and years and the system. I got to cut you every now and then. I know you don't like it. Y'all don't pray and expect nothing to happen right now. Y'all read the scripture. Y'all don't expect it to happen right now. So what's happening to your life this morning? What's happening right now? What's the Holy Spirit putting on you right now? Next time you pray, you're going to expect it to happen right now. Suddenly, immediately, straight away. We've been taught how to wait. What are you waiting for? Jesus already have died. Paid the price. And the power is on the inside of you. Be convicted. Be convinced that the next time I pray, I'm expecting an answer right now. Next time I say something, I expect for it to come to pass. Right now, I'm a child of God. I'm living like Jesus. I'm letting Jesus live through me. Just like that boy said in that letter. We've been trained to wait. Someday. Why not today? Why you don't get your healing today? That's a satanic trick. The thief comes up and steal, kill, and destroy. He got you waiting. That's over. I expect my answer right now. In the authority of the name of Jesus, I take authority. Not because I'm so righteous, because I'm connected. Oh, I hear this, Lord. And I'm not going to church just on Sunday. The church is on the inside of me. I pray them on my back porch. I pray them in the kitchen. I pray them when I'm cutting grass. How many of y'all better off? Many of y'all hearing what the Spirit of God said. See, you got to come against a whole lot of tradition, a whole lot of feeling, a whole lot of ceremonies, a whole lot of to really come to bring this apostolic change and or open the portals of the supernatural. That's what God, he wanted. And he's going to open it up right here. I got a few minutes. He's going to open it up right here. I've been preaching about 35 minutes. He's going to open it up right here. The portals of the supernatural about to be open. Yeah. Jesus, I think Jesus can open it. How many of y'all think Jesus can open it? All right, sit down. Now, I want you to see the way, the truth, and the life of the supernatural. That Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life of miracles. Jesus is the way, the truth, life of signs and wonders. You understand it? No, today. Right here. Right now. In my life. Some of y'all ain't did nothing. You just sit up and look at me. Waste my time. You ain't. I said, right here. Right now. Look what I did in my life. Everything I do is for a reason. See, moving that arm, coming up to this point, give the Spirit a chance to do something. Otherwise, don't be a spectator, be a participator. I'm trying to get something in you, man. I'm trying to get something in you. I'm not up here through motion. You know, hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of praying in tongues for this moment. So I can be anointed. Oh, my Lord, I've been doing good, Lord. One of the problems that is in the church, we have so many unanointed ministers. I've seen them by the thousand. They go through the motion. They make you feel good, but not an ounce of anointing. And when the anointing is not present, the Holy Spirit cannot activate. Anointing come from infirmities. Anointing come from inabilities. Anointing don't come from the proud and the proper talking. Anointing come from, I can't do this unless you be there, Holy Spirit. Suppose the anointing hits this place and you don't recognize it. Suppose the glory come in this place and you so wrongly trained, you can't even recognize the glory. Suppose God called your name while I'm preaching. Or suppose you feel somebody punching you in your side while I'm preaching. See, some of y'all think that's impossible. But the Holy Ghost will do that. Oh, yes. He'll bump you. He's talking to you. Yes. I'm talking to you right now. Yes. The intercessors pray for the supernatural atmosphere where the Holy Spirit can have free code. And when a ton of flesh show up, when you got to deal with a ton of flesh, you follow me? The Spirit got to push that flesh out the way that the Holy Spirit can have free course. Everybody say, thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Moving in me right now.
Moving in me right now.
Moving on my life situation right now.
Thank God
for the Holy Ghost
who lives in me.
And is upon me
right now.
Thank God.
Miracles,
signs,
and wonders
are working
in my life
right now.
Praise His holy name.
I don't know how you're going to take this. Well, I'm about to hurry. And now you take it. Oh, all right, Lord. Not one. The problems are Saul. Now, I thought he said problem. But he checked me just now. He said, no, I want you to prophetically impart and release right now. To every person on the sound of your voice and tell them the problems are solved. about God and put God in that statement together. I came to church with 14 problems. I left with none. Hallelujah! Now some of y'all can go back and look for them, but they ain't gonna be there. And that this is not part of a performance. I had no intention of saying that. The Holy Ghost told me that when I was on the other side of the pulpit. He said, tell them, I thought he said the problem. But he said, tell them the problems are solved. See, it doesn't make a difference whether they're trying to manifest again or not. Or you know, you saw. In Jesus' name. You got it? Sit down and give me a few more minutes. Sit down and give me a few more minutes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You must know how to live supernatural. You must know how to cooperate with the Holy Ghost. You must know how to put authority and anointing together. You're supposed to be ruling and reigning. Not complaining, not running to everybody in the world system, not putting all your confidence in doctors and lawyers and professors. I'm not against none of them. But the first person you need to talk to about anything is God. He'll tell you whether to go there or not to go. They're singing the old Baptist church, the Lord will make a way somehow. No, no, no. Lord already made a way. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming to the Father but by me. Or no man coming to whatever the Father put in existence but by me. Now I really want to hum now, but I'm not. I preach myself happy. I'm in another position than when I came in here this morning. I'm in another position. I'm stronger. I'm more powerful. I preach myself happy. I don't know what I've done for you, but I preach myself happy. All my problems are solved. And I just like for them to raise your ugly head, that problem. And I'm going to point my finger and say, you solved. In Jesus' name. I'm happy. I'm full of joy. You know the mirror don't supposed to make you happy. The mirror don't supposed to determine how happy you are. Some of y'all are looking for mirror happiness. Look in the mirror and get happy. That ain't nothing but flesh. You want to look good, you know. Who says somebody else look better than you anyway? Them. And you. Sit down. I don't know where all that come from, but it is. Lord Jesus, I did help me because I want to get this cross. I'm going to read on down. I'm going to read on down and close. We go back to verse 5. Thomas said to him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? All right. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. All this is supernatural language. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, you know him and have seen him. Now watch what happened here now. Yes, Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father. and it's sufficient for us. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Jesus said to him, Have I been so long time with you? Now, really, you're really going to be with me what I'm about to say now. I'm putting you in this voice. When someone see you, they should be seeing the Father. Why? Because the Father lived and he had put you in the earth to represent him. Not them, him. Watch what he said. He said, have I been so long time with you? Verse 9. Yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me has seen the Father. How sayest thou, then show us the Father? Believest thou not that I'm in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak, good God Almighty, not of myself, but the Father, verse 10, that dwelleth in me. Now, what happened? You've been trying to do it yourself. You've been trying to do it with scripture and with prayer, and you left him out. Believe me that I'm in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the work that I do, shall he do also. You see that? And greater work than these, and you're talking about supernatural now, shall he do because I go to my Father. And whatsoever, yes, supernatural, verse 13, whatsoever you ask in my name, that's what I do. Every time you say in the name of Jesus, you're saying supernatural. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you should ask anything in my name, then he talked about the Holy Spirit coming. Let me give you this demarcation. Mark these down right quick. The next 5 or 10 minutes. Always expect the supernatural to manifest. A demonstration of God's power beyond explanation. Knowing that the supernatural is in your nature. Knowing that the supernatural is in your nature. Pulling the doors down on religion and letting revelation manifest. Pulling the door down on religion and let revelation manifest. Grow to the point that both powers are working in your life, authority and anointing. And those two were expressed the supernatural every time. Mm-hmm. When your spirit is in charge, the supernatural will flow. You getting that? When your spirit is in charge, satanic forces know that God has put you, look at this. Satanic forces know that God have put you in charge of his supernatural realm as you obey his divine direction by faith. Here's where your life is going to take a super move. And I'm going to close in a few minutes. Here's where your life is going to take a super move. Standing in the grace of the cross. Blood, resurrection, ascension, seated position. And sending of the supernatural Holy Spirit. That's what you got to do. Stand in your place. I need to read that again. I don't like the reception. But I know y'all are writing too. I know.
Yes, sir.
Standing in, see you, the supernatural, to remain in the supernatural, I ain't saying nothing about no feeling. Get that feeling out of my faith. Get that feeling that haven't done nothing for us. Get all out of my faith with that feeling. We're talking about faith. These concerts got to come out of the church. Just making you feel good. And then you're on 17 medicine. Talking about you got power. And ain't planning on getting off them. Because you ain't looking for no solution. You think that's the end of your life. Don't shout me down because I'm preaching good. Standing in the grace of the cross. You know how powerful that is?
Yes, sir.
Blood. You know how powerful? Resurrection, ascension, seated position, and the sending of the supernatural Holy Spirit. That's the whole transaction of Jesus' life, you know.
Right.
Jesus was operated by grace. All right. Open your Bible to Acts 17. Look at verse 28. Acts 17, 28.
Yes.
He has the supernatural.
Yes.
In him,
yes,
I live,
yes,
I move,
yes,
and I have my being. So let's go to Monday. Let's go to tomorrow. Something come up. And you're trying to deal with it. The question you got to ask yourself is, am I supernatural? Am I operating in the supernatural? I'm operating in the known. In him,
I live.
I move.
And I have,
some of y'all ain't even open your mouth. Why you expect it gonna happen to you? Open your mouth. In him.
I live,
I move, and I have my being. This is not a concert. The reason I ask you to repeat things is I want the Holy Spirit to get it in you. See, the Holy Ghost brings things to you, remember. See, this whole service is not in this service. You drift off, great, I dare you drift off to sleep this afternoon. And you're going to hear some of the things I've been saying.
Yeah.
But the Holy Spirit is going to bring it up.
Right.
You might be saying, is that really true? Am I that far behind? In him, I live, I move, and I have my being. All right, here's what the Holy Spirit asked me. How much doubt can get in there? Or how much failure can get in there? How much sickness can take up residence in there, in him? I live, I move, and I have my being. How much lack can stay in there? How many of your enemies can come in on that? In him, I live,
I move,
and I have my being. See, that's a reality. That's not a quote. That's not a poem. See, the secular world trying to rob us of our spiritual being. Are you following me?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, let me close. Come on, John. I'm close. Can I get Colossians 1:27 in the New Testament, in the New Living Translation? Colossians 1:27. In the New Living Translation. New Living. I don't know. For God wanted them to know that the riches and glory of Christ are for you Gentiles too. And this is the secret. Christ lives in you. Look what the last part said. This gives you assurance. of sharing his glory. Trusting the secular more than we trust the supernatural. Trusting the secular more than we trust the scriptures. Listen, conforming to instead of converting the situation. Religion have somewhat smothered the remnant by number and popularity. In other words, they got so many people, thousands and thousands, acting as if they got it, living all kind of ways, no holiness, no sanctification, just go to church as a formula and go out there and live with the world the rest of the week. And they smother the remnant who said, no, I don't want to go. I don't gamble. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't run women. I don't run men. I'm going to invite somebody who need this type of teaching, this type of lifestyle. You believe this is your church home. You believe God leading you here to be trained.